Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to call this meeting of the Revenue Advisory Commission meeting to order. First item on the agenda is roll call.
Speaker Tillman.
Here.
Budget Analyst Brazier.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Next item on the agenda is prayer. I've asked Mr. Frazier if he would offer a prayer today.
Yeah. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. And I pray that during this time you would please protect the Osage people as the virus continues to spread. Please grant the Congress people wisdom as they try to lead this nation through this time, and help us to grow in our love for you and our love for our neighbors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Frazier. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. While the committee is reviewing the minutes, I would also like to open the floor for anybody to identify if they have joined the call or if they're present.
Shannon Edwards is here.
Mason is listening in.
This is Stabler.
Littleton.
This is Sam. I'm listening in. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining us. Appreciate it. Should be getting underway here in just a minute.
Mr. Chair.
Speaker Tillman.
Motion to approve the minutes as presented from February 25th, 2020.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Mr. Frazier, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Saying none, the minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is discussion or possible action regarding FY 2020 revenue estimates. As Chair, I can start to lead some of this discussion, as we're all aware. The revenue of the nation has been impacted. How significant, we're not sure at this time. Madam Clerk and Mr. Speaker, perhaps maybe you could speak a little bit more to this. I don't believe the Congress is in receipt of any documentation placing a figure to that amount regarding cash flows, regarding anticipated distribution. I don't believe we've received anything. Is that the case, Madam Clerk, Speaker Tillman, anyone else with any knowledge of some figures that we can speak to here that can get the Revenue Advisory Commission on track to be able to recommend to the Appropriations Committee regarding FY 20 or FY 21 revenue?
Mr. Chair, if I may, Speaker Tillman.
Speaker Tillman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have not been in reviewed any formal documentation from gaming or executive. I know there's been some discussion verbally, but I have not been in receipt of any official number. I think the meeting tomorrow, the Congress has been invited. It's going to be a meeting with the Gaming Enterprise Board tomorrow at 11. And hopefully at that time, we'll at least maybe have a clearer picture or some understanding, and maybe not, of what projected revenue can be. I know we're going to have to come up with some number as mandated by law. And that's going to be very difficult piece of legislation to pass with a number attached to it, but hopefully tomorrow we'll have a little bit clearer. I do appreciate the meeting and the articles that you sent with regards to the state of Oklahoma and then the gaming industry abroad and the impact that it's having there. As I had stated in the opening statements of this session, that there's going to be sacrifices and there's going to be cuts. We know that's going to be coming. And so I do know the executive branch, the treasurer's office, comptroller, and all those folks, they're being challenged right now. And so hopefully after tomorrow's meeting, we will have better information, maybe a clearer picture. But I would anticipate still that there's going to be more work that's going to have to be continued. But back to your question, I have not received any formal, I'm not in possession of any formal notification or communications from either gaming or executive. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And to echo that, Speaker Tillman, I agree. I have sent some articles most recently as the state of Oklahoma declaring a revenue failure and reducing through their Board of Equalization revenues by 20%. I'm also aware of some municipalities around the state of Oklahoma, primarily funded through sales tax to their local municipalities, that are looking at a 20% or greater hit to their anticipated tax revenue. So in the absence of requested numbers from the entities that are needing to put some numbers out, we're going to have to do the best we can. And I agree with Speaker Tillman, formal action may be able to wait till tomorrow, but we are considering that projected revenue resolution today in the Appropriations Committee. So I imagine a lot of these same questions will be coming up. The other article that I sent is a Bloomberg article regarding Macau and the gaming industry overseas, seeing roughly an 80% decline in participation, with almost 80% of their revenue being generated from gaming. This is a worldwide financial predicament, and I think we're just starting to see the beginning of it. Yesterday, oil fell below $0 a barrel. We're here. And the recommendations for a revenue failure, as defined in Osage law, happy we have the provision in law to be able to do this, because without it, we would be lacking guidance or a path forward. So here we are. Is there any further discussion on projected revenues from 2020 or 2021? Anyone else not on the committee?
Mr. Chair?
Congressman Maker?
Yes, sir.
Congressman Maker.
This may not be totally germane, but I've just had some elders calling me this morning. They're really in fear of the future of our mineral state. And most of them, you know, they live on that payment check and their Social Security, whatever they have, and they're afraid of, and they want to know if the tribe's going to be able to have any assistance. And I said, well, I don't know. We're in a predicament ourselves, you know. And I think we do have constituent services that can help to a point, you know. But I just wanted to throw that in there, that we all know if we're going to be able to help our constituents or members who rely on that payment check for survival. So anyway, thank you for listening to me. That's what I had to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. Any further discussion?
Edwards.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yep. Would the committee please discuss the concept of revenue failure as set forth in the budgetary law and how that process works?
I can grab that. So the Revenue Advisory Commission is able to meet to declare a revenue failure. A revenue failure is defined at 1A101 as when tribal revenue into the general treasury shall fall below 98% of the Revenue Advisory Committee's approved estimate. So when you're going to miss your target by at least 2%, that is by law the declaration or the creation of a revenue failure.
So does the commission have to make that? Who makes that declaration, or does it just happen as a matter of law? Or does the treasurer make the declaration? Who declares the revenue failure, if anybody?
So the law is 1A103B1. Those emergency meetings of the Revenue Advisory Commission may be convened in the event of an anticipated revenue failure. So it doesn't necessarily say who declares the revenue failure. It only defines what a revenue failure is. And as this body is, or this committee is responsible with those revenue estimates and communication to the Appropriations Committee, I believe it would start here, specifically with the anticipation of revenue going forward for fiscal year 2021.
But not 20.
I believe a revenue failure would also need to be addressed by this committee for 20.
Okay, so what is it that, have you received any of that information that would tell you that we're in a revenue failure at this point? I mean, do you have to rely on other reports? And if they don't come in, then even if it's clear we're in a revenue failure, there is no revenue failure? How does that work? Thank you.
Okay.
I mean, I'm asking the whole committee.
I was going to say, I'm happy to open that for discussion. I don't think we ever anticipated not getting reports that would describe the impact of any potential revenue failure. I think it's clear we're in a revenue failure. ONCA 2043 appropriates $8,166,000. That is 2 months of our gaming distribution. When you do some math, that's 8%. So the Congress has acted to appropriate roughly 8% of our projected revenue from gaming. And law states that if the general treasury falls below 98%, of the approved revenue estimate, we're at a revenue failure. So Congress has appropriated 8%. Plus, we have two or three other pieces of legislation that appropriate money. We've also received money from the federal government through the PPP. And so I don't think there's any doubt that we're there at a revenue failure for fiscal year 20. There's always hope. And I remain optimistic that when we open, we will be back to some semblance of business as usual in Oklahoma regarding casino operations moving forward. So the 2021 revenue projection won't start essentially be counting towards that until October 1st. So we're open, business as usual, and we hit the ground running with our casinos in October, perhaps maybe 2021 projection doesn't need to be impacted. I don't see that as realistic. I don't think anybody at the table would say we're not going to experience some type of hit. But trying to identify that number, I don't know. It would be helpful to have documentation of where gaming thinks they're going to be, and I think we're going to get some of that on Wednesday.
Just briefly. So
The law says if the general treasury falls below a certain sum, correct?
Revenue failure means tribal revenue into the general treasury fall below 98% of the Revenue Advisory Commission approved estimate.
So how do you know, I mean, do we know what the balances are in the general treasury right now?
Don't believe so, Congresswoman Edwards.
Isn't Treasurer Littleton on the line?
Treasurer Littleton,
can I direct that question to him?
I'm here. What do you mean, the balance of, what do you mean? What, the balance of what?
The actual revenue in the general treasury. The actual amount of money in the general treasury.
The last report I had last week of all our cash money, I'm not comfortable in giving that answer over the internet, but that included all funds.
So is that not a matter of public record?
Our bank accounts? You're asking the balance in our bank accounts, the public record?
I thought that's part of what's reported every quarter in the SAG News. In other words, how do we know what our cash flow needs are if we don't know what the balances are in the account?
I'm getting some direction now from my legal counsel on that. I'm looking for that file right now.
Mr. Treasurer, I appreciate Congresswoman Edwards and the question posed. I think we do need an answer to that, but I mean, I understand you're looking for something. So in the meantime, I might pose a different question, not specific to cash balances or cash flow, what's in the account, more specifically, some simple math, $8,166,000 divided by 2 is the $4,083,000. When you multiply that by 12, you get the $48,996,000. 2% of that is $979,920. Specific to, do we have a revenue failure? Are we going to miss the mark on fiscal year 20's gaming distribution by more than $979,920?
What was your number again?
$979,920.
Just without, to make it easy, if the casino misses a 1 month of distribution to us, it would be well over that number. From what I understand from
best information we had. We were somewhere between one half and one whole distribution from casino for the month of May. So without giving out specific numbers, I think Congress is well aware of how much, hopefully you're aware of how much gaming pledges to us each month. Half of that would be, if we miss half a distribution from casinos, we would be well over that number of the shortfall or I don't know, are you following me, my thought process there?
Yes, sir. I'm well aware we're in a revenue failure. I'm just trying to get confirmation that we're there. Now is the time to making these decisions. We've got to start putting hard numbers on paper to move forward with where we're trying to go. We have days left in a legislative session to address this.
And if I can add to that, when the projected revenue for FY 9/30/20 was originally calculated, the casino distribution to the nation was 85.3% of tribal money.
Mr. Chair, Whitehorn.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
And so you said 85.3% was the portion gaming pledged for tribal projected revenue. The rest would be from the program income or department income and tax commission income, correct?
That is correct. But the tax, you know, just to elaborate, tax commission revenue also included hotel tax. So that number is also affected by the casinos being closed. So I think they're looking at a different number for FY 9/30/20 also.
May I go with one more question, Mr. Chair?
Okay.
So I've written two questions down for this committee, actually three, but I'm going to go with my second one because we're talking about this. So, Mr. Treasurer, our calculations, and I know this is a moving target and a hard time, but are calculations being made regarding the revenue we're not realizing at this time? And I know that it's going to be a moving target moving forward because we don't know when we are going to open things back up. But I think the loss of revenue calculations, we're going to have to depend on you and the gaming enterprise to supply us with some of that information, which would lead into my next question, but I'm going to stop there. So are calculations being compiled by the accounting office to kind of give us an idea of what we're missing out on that's been projected? Thank you.
Treasurer Littleton.
Yes, we're working that the numbers that we had at our last best guess available were last week's projection. This, and as Chairperson Potts mentioned, we're going to have interaction with the gaming. The enterprise board tomorrow, and get last minute up to date information again. So, we're tracking the best we can. We're monitoring expenses. We're monitoring what we're receiving. But it's just as an overall comment, when the money's not coming in, we're not spending it. So. So, and I have a, if it's, if it meets your satisfaction, I'd like to email you the bank, overall bank balance. It will be confidential information, but I'll email each member of Congress that while we're here. I think it's all confidential. You guys are the ones that know what you can release and what you can't. But I'm more comfortable with that than saying the number over the internet if that's agreeable.
I think Treasurer Littleton, please, if you're going to send something to Congress, you could forward it to our clerk, and the clerk has a process established for her to disseminate that to the members of Congress. And of course, if you feel something is confidential, you're welcome to mark that as confidential information.
Okay.
That kind of as a follow-up to Congresswoman Whitehorn, and then I've got her for one more question, and I see Congresswoman Edwards with her hand up as well. Treasurer Littleton, can you forward us last week's projections on what we might be missing in revenue so that this Congress has something to consider that is hard numbers so that we can get that to Mr. Frazier, and Mr. Frazier can start to generate report on what this looks like, what our projections are how they're going to vary from a week ago to next week's, and any projections that were done, 4 weeks ago. Data helps at this point. And right now, this Congress is left to consider a newspaper article from the state of Oklahoma and a Bloomberg article about gaming in China. And I don't think that that's a good place for us to be. We need to be considering data and hard numbers, even with stamp them confidential, watermark them. We know that they're not final, but we have to start considering numbers.
Congressman Potts.
Speaker Tillman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I somewhat kind of object to these lines of questioning to the Treasurer right now until after tomorrow's meeting. As I stated earlier, we should have a clearer picture, hopefully, of what it looks like. And I know you have another Revenue Advisory Committee meeting scheduled for later on in this week where we could possibly bring these questions back up. Right now, it's just extremely difficult to... Data does help. I do agree. But I don't want to be a false pretense of getting data that's not as accurate as the Treasurer would like it to be. And I think after the meeting tomorrow, hopefully we'll have a better, clearer picture. So just my opinion, just, you know, to suspend any more questions to the Treasurer. And let's wait till after the meeting tomorrow and let's pick it back up in the next Revenue Advisory Committee meeting. Thanks.
Recognize Congresswoman Whitehorn for her second question. I've got Congresswoman Edwards.
And this is to the committee and not the Treasurer. And it's just because what I want to know is the function of this committee to make a recommendation to the Appropriations Committee concerning revenue cash flow. And I guess my main concern here is I think I want to establish in our congressional record what has occurred with some of the funds that we have moved for the use of cash flow. Is it the function of this committee to make those statements to the Appropriation Committee so they can come out and we can at least contain them in a journal in our congressional record? The reason I ask is because as a congressperson, I have gone back and tried to figure out what previous Congresses have done, and in the absence of something on the record that's clear and concise, it's very difficult to follow through three different pieces of legislation what occurred at the legislative level of your government. So that's my question to this committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn. Thank you, all, Speaker Tillman. My recommendation, or my hope, would be that the Revenue Advisory Commission would report back to the Appropriations Committee, for the Appropriations Committee to be able to handle any revenue failure and report that information to the Congress with as much accuracy as possible. So that would be my recommendation, or my hope, that this committee only makes a recommendation to the Appropriations Committee. And the reasoning for that is, Mr. Frazier, not to pick on you a little bit, but we do have members of this committee that are not duly elected by the Osage public. And so this is more of a advisory commission in my mind and by law to advise the Appropriations Committee on decisions that need to be made. So I think in my mind, the decision would still rest with the Appropriations Committee and then ultimately the Congress. But this committee would be responsible for providing that information. Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes, thank you. So I wanted to know if the Revenue Commission gets its information directly from revenue reporting from, I know, the Gaming Enterprise. I guess it's the Gaming Enterprise Board. They report directly to this Revenue Commission. Is that right?
Correct. I've requested reports from the Gaming Enterprise Board. This commission accepts those and reviews them and then certifies revenue estimates to be forwarded on to the Appropriations Committee for the Appropriations Committee to consider and then put into the projected revenue resolution. So the Appropriations Committee, of course, can act outside of recommendations from this committee, but don't know why we would.
But when did this commission last get a report from the Gaming Enterprise Board?
Those were reviewed in our February meeting, I believe. And then I requested information from Chairman Sims. I believe that line of questioning was to be reviewed at the April 11th Gaming Enterprise Board meeting, I think is what it was. We may have had it a few days earlier. I can't remember exactly. But we've not received any documentation other than from February regarding any loss of revenue or revenue failure.
And then with respect to the Tax Commission, does that come directly from the Tax Commission?
I believe, yes, that comes from Mr. Carpenter. And then any revenue to the nation would come from the controller of the nation.
So when's the last time you got a report from Mr. Carpenter?
I believe that would also be in preparation for the February meeting regarding FY21 projected revenue.
When's the last time you got a report from the comptroller?
I believe that would also be in preparation for the February meeting regarding FY 2021 projected revenue.
And so did they know about this meeting today and requests for updated reports, et cetera? I'm just trying to figure out how you could have a meeting without having any new data, new reporting. I mean, I know how you can have a meeting, but how can you have a meeting that results in anything that's tangible and useful to the Congress?
That information has been requested. I don't know that it's been specifically requested to the controller or to Mr. Carpenter. I can review that.
I'm just going to suggest that you ask them to update their revenue projections for 2021 and 2020 and 2021. And I know it's a moving target, but legislatures all over the country, municipalities, everybody that has this responsibility is doing something. They're meeting their. They're running data, they're doing something, and we're sitting here from my vantage point, wishing we had something to go on. So it's been over a month, we know, a month and a half since this started. So I'd like to see some data, please, as best you can accomplish getting it.
Thank you, Congressman Edwards. Any further discussion on FY or 20 or 21 projected revenue?
Mr. Chair, Speaker Tillman, have we completed your agenda?
I believe it's the agenda of the committee, but yes, we are at the end. If there is no further discussion.
I have no further discussion. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second without objection. We are adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you guys for meeting by GoTo.